This is Angel Lopez.
Good afternoon, Honorable Mr. Johnson will serve as your lead chief officer at this time, sir, for this forum.
Good afternoon, good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm all right.
Good. So you're playing for the Arizona Board of Executives Clemency. Could you please just state your name, your full name, and your ABC number for us for the record?
My name is Angel Geronimo Lopez, ADC number 225934.
Okay, so I want to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Mr. Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, you have our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Rice, and then you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Michael Johnson, sir. I will be conducting your, acting as the lead person conducting your hearing today, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir, also, I know you can assist also with this representing the Department of Correction is Mr. Westby. He represented the Department of Correction as well as the parole office, okay?
So I couldn't really hear that. That was like, can you say that one more time, please?
Sure, sir. You also have here Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole officer, okay?
Okay.
So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
The parole terms?
Yes, sir. It wasn't the parole terms. It was a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving it?
Yes.
Okay. So on that form, it also notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay. This time I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay. Mr. Lopez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out with phase one, sir. You have five allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you, sir. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
Mr. Lopez,
I do.
My first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your self-admitting on March 1st, 2018, to parole officer Osborne, that you have been using methamphetamines on or by February 26, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next allegation states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about January 12, 2018, per the test individual testing compliance dated March 1st, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes. Is that the one for January 12th?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's true as well. I just did not know, how can I explain it? I didn't know, that was my first day out, and I didn't even know everything. I pretty much figured that, because they told me I was going to see my parole officer the next day. It was my fault. I overlooked the packet, and, it, you know, I really have no excuse, but it is true.
All right, so the next allegation states you're in violence, Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about February 22nd, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated March 1st, 2018. So is that true or false?
Oh, that's also true. That's when he came and told me to go drop, and I went to go to drop. But I went to the wrong place. It was my fault for not knowing exactly where I had to go. You know, it was basically me not being responsible and not going. But my intentions were to go. That's why I was honest with him and to let him know that I was using, that I did use that day around the area.
Okay. So your fourth allegation states that you violated Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your ability to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on about February 27th. 2018, as verbally directed by your side parole officer on February 27, 2018. So is that true or false?
Okay, okay. So what I said for the first one is that for the one that just was prior right now, that's for this one. The one before that is I wasn't calling. I was too overwhelmed and I had lost my cell phone. But there's no excuse. I understand that.
Okay.
But yes, it's true.
Okay. Well, so the fifth allegation states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend career criminal counseling on about March 1st, 2018, as directed on January 17th, 2018. So is that true or false?
I went to 3 and I missed 2. I was only allowed to miss 1. On the second one that I missed, I went to, but I was 30 minutes late because I had the time wrong in my head. I just basically had to slip because I'm so used, because I come from Max Custody, I was so used to having like everybody come to me, take me to go to my appointments and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I understand that I was free, so I have to now learn how to walk on my own 2 feet and take myself seriously, take the whole thing seriously and go. I didn't think that I basically seen the fact that going to the classes, I guess I wasn't really used to being free yet. But now that I have a taste of what it is and what I have to do, it's like getting a flu shot. My immune system is built up for it now, and especially the taste is still fresh in my mouth. And now I know what to prepare for. Because I was back then when I first got out, Hello?
Sir, I'm going to give you an opportunity to further discuss this issue when we go into phase 2, whether we make the determination.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't. Okay, but that's true.
All right, sir. Well, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Lopez, I really find that he was delinquent, but he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in 2 criminal ways or competence.
Second.
Thank you. Agree.
Do I
got
to say something?
Hold on 1 minute, sir. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to be going into phase 2 of the hearing, sir. However, based on the admission that you made, sir, we're going to find that you were guilty of violating the terms and conditions of your community supervision. I made the motion, sir. It was seconded by Mrs. Rittenhouse. It was agreed on by Dr. Ryan, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Cuyone. So we're going to go into phase 2 of the hearing, sir. During phase 2 of the hearing, Mr. Lopez, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase 2 with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Wesley, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Wesley.
On January 12, 2018, Mr. Lopez was released from DOC. He was arrested March 1st, 2018 by DOC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on March 1st, 2018, with a projected CACD of April 17th, 2019, 0 stare days. Current conviction, 2011, aggravated assault, 2 counts, count 1, 7.5 years, count 2, 9 years, 3 months. Prior conviction, 2008, aggravated assault, 2 counts, each for 1 year. 2009, aggravated assault, 10 months. This is his third term at DOC. CUIR score 5.5, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. Game information notes, he's an admitted member of the Cashin Park Locals criminal street game. Part term of supervision, 2008, TIS release completion, 28 days. 2009, TIS release completion, 1 month. Disciplinary violations are significant with drugs, disorderly conduct, rioting, and assaulting staff noted. Other arrests, 2001, marijuana violation, Arizona, juvenile probation, 2 counts. 2001, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2004, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, juvenile detention. 2000. It looks like the rest of the arrests that he had here, which were ag assaults and drug-related charges, no charges were filed, but they were dismissed. His community risk score is a GAP9.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Westby. Mr. Lopez?
Yes.
So, sir, I see that when you were released on December 14th of 2017, you were approved to reside with your grandmother, Mary Soto, at 1621 South 113th Avenue in Cashin. Were you still living there, sir?
Yes, I still live there, yeah.
Okay. So it says that you were given some referrals for employment and...
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
You were given some referrals for employment. Were you working during this period of time?
Yes, I just barely got a job.
And what were you doing? Where did you have a job at?
I was working at a ranch, you know, just painting horses and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty much hands-on, just labor work right there. I barely got that job. And I still would have it if I get out. But finding a job is not the hard part. It's me, you know, I have like many opportunities to work, so finding a job will not be hard for me.
Okay, so it says that on January 17th, we're referring to CAC, CA's CAP programs for anger management. You missed two of the sessions and you completed three. You stated that you did not agree with the classes and they did not help you. So did the anger management classes didn't help you, sir?
Yes, sir. Well, I believe that any class can help me. I wasn't even thinking straight. I mean, I wasn't thinking clearly. But now that I've refocused, you know, of course, I'm more prepared now than I was when I first got out. You know, mentally, I have more tools. And I've been taking these two classes in here for responsible thinking and then called self-control.
Uh-huh.
And I have the pamphlets right here that I've been working on. And I did it seriously, you know, like, and I did it with situations that were that were hard for me when I got out. So, like, now I have tools and I have plans set in place mentally. I'm more equipped mentally, more competent now than I was before. So, like, now when I go to those classes, I will be more into more participating more, you know. Like, my intentions were to go to the classes, and it was just, I just felt overwhelmed from being out there after being in a cell for so long, 8 years and some change. There's no excuse for anything that, like, for me not complying. You know, but my intentions were to actually complete parole because, like, I need this. Like, how can I say, you know, when you set certain, they say to start small, set small goals so that when you accomplish them, then that way your brain can release the reward system. Then, well, me completing parole would be a great accomplishment for me, and it would let me know that I can actually make it out there.
Okay. So I see that you did get some programs you didn't get a chance. You just told us about the anger management class, and then you had had passed and you had random drug tested, and one in January 18th, February 18th, and February 27th, 18th, and there was no sample collected. Your PO called you in, sir, and staffed you weapons, your missing your UAs, and they talked to you, and they directed you to submit to a UN specimen.
Right.
And you tested positive, and you admitted to the PO that you were using methamphetamine?
Yes, I used methamphetamine. I wasn't using, like, as at the time when you were asking me, I just used it one time, but it would have came up in the UA, you know what I mean? But I was just being honest, and my problem was that I did not know exact spot how to get to where I needed to go, but now that I know exactly where it's at, now I can get there, you know? I'm telling you, like, I was overwhelmed at the bus stop for like 3 hours when I was first stopped, and each time the bus came by, I froze up, because I guess I have PTSD, so... But I'm not trying to make an excuse, because that would be justifying and minimizing actions.
Why did you start using drugs, Mr. Lopez?
Huh?
Why did you start using methamphetamine?
How did I start? You mean like when I was out there this time?
Yes, sir. Why? Why?
In the past?
No, when you were out the last time, sir.
Okay, well, I had like a bad day, right? And I didn't know how to relate to people. What was wrong with me was that I didn't set the proper boundaries with certain people. And some people I was spending too much time with, and the other people I wasn't spending enough time with. My priorities were like completely flipped around from what I planned on. But that was because I didn't really have a plan when I first got out. I was just like, okay, I'm getting out. What the heck do I do now, you know? But now I actually have a set plan that I've written down that I'm going to do. And I have to, like, my first day out, I have to get my appointment, my task. Yep.
Tell me what your set plan is for when you were released.
Okay. Well, my first day out is to see my parole officer and get with him about the career, for a job, and then setting up for my classes again. And then I'm going to ask him for either if there are ways that I could get a bus pass or a bus schedule. And then when I go home, I'm going to make mental health appointments because I just barely got my insurance card like the same week that I came that I got violated. That I came in and got locked up. So now I have my mental health, and now I can have a ride because you can call a ride on your insurance, and they can take me to my appointment. So I would be more. See, so I'm more equipped now than I was before then. So and then I make sure I have all my credentials, my social security, my birth certificate, so that way I can go to the job. And my first. It was overwhelming at first. I felt like pulled in all directions, but now I'm focused in on my job, and I'm willing to get a job within 1 or 2 weeks and a phone by the third. And I will make all my appointments. And now that, like, if I have any problems, I'm asked for my family and my parole support team for specific help. You know, because over there, I didn't identify the problems, but now I identify the problems, and my problems are when hanging around with certain people, that's a risk for me, you know? I have to seek help and support. That would allow me to see things more realistically. And sometimes I can't, I have to not get sucked in, and I have to keep my options open because I know that there's more ways of living than just prison life. You know, I'm so used to having prison rules, but I see how things change and how the times are moving now. I have to keep my options open, stop and think, and make use of positive self-talk. Every day I will remember what I'm working towards, and I will evaluate where I am and where I stand and what I need to do and what I'm not making up, you know?
Okay. Mr. Lopez, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir. Seeing no questions coming from the board, Mr. Lopez. The board is getting ready to go into discussion. Prior to the board going into discussion, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
I think I'm pretty, I'm basically at your guys' mercy. But I do take full responsibility for any actions that I did because, you know, they're not mine. But I just ask for one more chance. Because I need this in order so I can feel better. You know what I mean? Like, I feel I can do it this time. Last time I wasn't sure. This time I'm sure. I'm at your guys' mercy.
All right, Mr. Lopez. The board's going to go into a discussion, sir. While the board's going into discussion, Mr. Lopez, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone, however, remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Okay.
You'll be able to hear the conversation taking place amongst the board. We'll make a determination while we're in discussion, so whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Okay.
All right. Mr. Lopez is, I think, extremely honest and straightforward when he's talking to us that he's had a problem since he's been out with just feeling stressed and conforming with what he needs to be doing. So that's why he misses you always have the fact that Mr. Lopez relapsed and started back to use a drug. That kind of bothers me that he relapsed and started doing drugs when he got out. And he has several misuse, and based on information that rehab, he does have a violent criminal past. That concerns me about the public safety and Mr. Lopez being out there on the street, where he does have over a little over a year left that he would be incarcerated. By leaning toward that, I think it would be best if Mr. Lopez remain incarcerated until he's able to get released, maybe take some more programming so that he can get better suitable to be released back out in the street, and better in a physical and mental condition so that when he was released, he could be a good citizen. I don't think he wants to get out and do drugs or participate in any crimes. I am willing to listen to the rest of the board. Seeing no comments coming from the board, then I'm going to make a motion move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Lopez, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of conduct as he did relapse and start to use drugs, mainly methamphetamine.
Second.
Wait.
Okay, Mr. Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, so the board voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on April 17th of 2019. You have a little over a year left, so I would hope that you get involved in some other program while you're incarcerated, sir, so that when you do get released, I believe that you can survive out there, but take some programs that will help you have an understanding of what's going on, get you better prepared so that when you're released, that you will be able to get out and participate in programs and be a productive citizen when you were released from custody, sir, on April 17th of 2019, sir. I do thank you for taking the time and opportunity. So please attend the NA classes or AA classes so that you may get a handle on the drug issue, sir.
That's the thing. Here in maximum security, I don't really have those classes like that. So me just being here, I'm just going to be here by myself, like no help. That's like what I'm saying. I have a team out there. I have more than I did when I first got out. I understand I did.
Work with your CO3 while you're there and see if maybe something can be done that you can, have the opportunity to get involved in some of the program.
I haven't utilized them. That's why I have these two things right here. But that's the only one that they offer while I'm here.
Okay, but maybe while you're there, sir, I can't really speak on it, sir, but I do think that if you have an opportunity, work with your CO3 there, sir, maybe something can happen where you can take some other programs so that when you're released, that you won't be on any community supervision, you won't have to report to parole officers, sir, and then you'll be able to be a productive citizen once you're released from custody, okay? Mr. Lopez, I do want to thank you for being participating in your hearing today and taking part in this hearing, sir. I do want to also commend and thank you for being honest with this board, sir, as we have had the opportunity to speak with you. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Lopez. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.